The story that affects someone on the show.
Gee, I wonder who it is.
Did you do anything interesting last night, George?
I went to my niece's birthday party.
No, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Seedy.
Were you busy failing the P1, maybe?
Yes, I guess I did, because I did not go see Jane Fonda last night.
You are George! You are a jerk to the P1.
I put my niece's birthday party as a higher priority.
The niece talking, you always complain about.
Talking to a liberal blowhard. I don't complain about any of my nieces.
You talk to a liberal blowhard every day sitting across the table from you.
Know.
You could have done it last night.
I try to avoid that as much as possible, too.
The Fonda thing's been sticking in your craw for your entire life, and you have a chance to confront her.
I've done a 180 on it. I'm over
it. Oh my gosh. I knew it would happen.
You know, I did think about it. In fact, I was reminded about it by a P1 over the weekend. Constant level late guy. But I said, you know, I'm not going to miss my niece's birthday party, so I can stand in line, get up to wherever she is, and I'm sorry, Miss Fonda's not talking to the media.
Well, she was signing copies of her book, My Life So Far, in Flower Mound.
What a weird title for a book. I didn't even know she lived there.
See, that's funny.
Oh, no.
Junior's back on his game.
The underlining ends at the word far. It's a candid account of bulimia, breast implants, marital group sex, and Vietnam.
Oh, what a life.
Why didn't you have the subtitle if anyone really cares under that?
It's number one on the New York Times list of bestsellers,
well, I guess
Giorgio. She said at the signing, even though I'm famous and privileged, a lot of my story is universal.
Oh, okay.
It's the story of a girl who grew up thinking she wasn't good enough.
Oh, gosh.
That sounds like a great story to me, George.
But she realized just how great she really is because she's so privileged and so famous.
She drew parallels between the current Iraq War and Vietnam.
Gosh.
Saying we were lied to get us into it.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she's reading 4 books a week now and getting ready for hip replacement surgery and enjoying being single after her 3 marriages to strong men.
Mm. 3 marriages.
Well, she and her supporters had expected an onslaught of protesters led by the Vietnam Veterans for Truth, but only a few showed up to criticize her because you didn't show up. All the other ones were scared and just kind of filtered back into the crowd.
Yeah, you and Grego were supposed to be the ringleaders.
I never called Grego.
During her speech, one man who said he'd been a helicopter pilot in Vietnam heckled her, saying, "Can you apologize?" And Jane said, "I've been apologizing every decade since. I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
So is that nice? First decade, if she apologized or not.
And another woman turned around to the guy who flew in Vietnam and chastised him, said, "Why don't you just let people enjoy this? Why did you even come here?"
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with her.
I agree with the guy who fought for our country.
At number 8, that's the Muser.
So if you were to